Peace to the brothers and sisters.
好，今天是一个大喜的日子。
Today is a day of great joy.
如果你有任何的烦恼，
If you have any worries,
都应该被耶稣基督的复活冲淡，
they,
是不是？
They should all be.
无论有什么样的内疚，你都可以靠着耶稣基督复活面对明天，面对今天。
Whatever conflicts you have, instead of you, you can through the resurrection power of Jesus Christ face the future.
今天的经文在路加福音，请弟兄姐妹打开。
So today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of Luke.
我请孟雨念英文，中文就看就行了。从13节到36节。
I will be reading English. We ask that the brothers and sisters follow along with their own Bibles. Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 36. Now, on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened.As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, What are you discussing together as you walk along? They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened here in these days? What things? He asked. About Jesus of Nazareth, they replied. He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed, before God and all the people.The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus.He said to them, How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over. So he went in to stay with them.When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, It is true, the Lord has arisen and has appeared to Simon.Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, Peace be with you.
Amen. 耶稣曾经死了，但他已经复活了。
He died, but he has risen.
What's our response? He has risen indeed. Let's try again. I think you don't know this. 耶稣已经死了，但他曾经死了，他已经复活。是的，他已经复活了。OK, much better. 在耶稣基督复活的几个见证的事件里头，无论是福音书的哪一本福音书，都有特别引人入胜的地方。
And so there are many there, in the account of the resurrection, we have, there are many witnesses to the resurrection.
比如说，妇女们先见到耶稣基督，还有彼得、约翰见到主的事情。
The women went.And the women saw the risen Jesus, and then Peter and John.
后来向十个门徒显现，向多马显现，最后在大马士革的路上向保罗显现。
And then to the disciples and to Thomas, and also of course to the apostle Paul.
一个比一个动人，是不是
？And each appearance was more touching than the last.
但是这个周末我最喜欢的是神向两个非常平常的门徒显现，以马忤斯路上的两个门徒。
But today, what I want to talk about is the one that touched me the most, Jesus' appearance to two regular disciples, the ones on the road to Emmaus.
这故事不光是一个转忧伤变成喜乐，描述也非常的诙谐。你刚刚孟雨读英文的时候，我不知道你能不能感受到这一点。
And so it is a transformation from sorrow into joy, and the whole process looking back is really one of very humorous.
同时还有一点就是他们与主同行交谈，这个中间更加深刻表现出我们每一个基督徒在成长的里程中走过的
阶段。
And it's also illustrative of our own walk with God as we grow.
如果你注意，你在我们教会学过释经学，你可能注意到一段，就是25到27节，耶稣给这两个一般的门徒讲如何理解旧约圣经。
And so here, here Jesus gives us a lesson in how to read the Old Testament.
这段经文非常复杂。
And so it's a very complicated passage, but we'll simplify it.
中文有两个成语，一个叫视而不见。
There's two sayings in Chinese. One is they look but they do not see.
就是看见了好像没看见一样，听见了没听见一样。
That it's something that's happening right before your eyes, but you cannot comprehend it.
形容人们对该重视的事情不够重视的这种老毛病。
That it is a common problem with human beings that when we look at an issue, we don't capture what's the most important thing about it.
有人这么注解说，有一对有没有一定思想水平的人呢，没有水准的人呢，即使英雄人物就在他面前，他完全看不见。
So if you don't have a certain attitude in your heart, you would not even recognize a hero if he was right in front of you.
你结婚以后你怎么看你太太，你就知道了，视而不见。
So, you know, that's a problem with many marriages today is that, you know, once you've married to your wife, that you treat her as a non-essential.
但她是英雄。
But she is.
还有一个成语叫欣喜若狂。
And there's another saying, to be wild with joy.
形容这种欢喜的发了狂了，就高兴到极点，原来根本没有想到的事情今天发生了。
And it is that joy you encounter when you are pleasantly surprised with something that is completely beyond your imagination.
All the children, do you want to learn Chinese now? Those two words, 视而不见，欣喜若狂。Try. I know you have a terrible time. Okay, that's fine. 那你注意到这两个成语实际非常好的描述了以马忤斯路上两个门徒当他们面对复活主的时候产生了两个巨大的反差。
And so these two sayings describe precisely what the apostles from Emmaus were going through as they were speaking to the resurrected Jesus.
甚至可以说三个阶段。
Or rather that we can follow their transformation in three steps.
注意到他们前面是一种视线的模糊，心理迟钝。我也这样评价他们。
They began with a weak vision and a dull heart.
然后慢慢变成清晰的视线，然后心里变得火热。
And then second, their eyes were open and their hearts burned with joy.
最后当然是立刻的行动，传报这个平安的好消息。
And third is immediate action to spread the good news.
希望这样的事情也发生在我们中间。
And so we hope that this thing will also happen to us.
我们今天在座的人对复活之主的认识、经历和行动也有类似的情况，是不是？
So today when we learn about Jesus, a similar transformation undergoes our lives.
有些人是属于视线模糊的人。
That we had begun as people of weak vision.
然后呢，变得清晰了。有的人已经进入参与行动了。
And so some of us have already seen the vision with our own eyes.
知道我们今天穿白袍的这个九位。
Such as the nine who are standing before us in white robes.
还有一个要做这个坚信。
And today we also have a brother who's a sister who's going to be confirmed in her faith.
他们属于哪一类呢？就应该从视线模糊开始进入视线清晰的。
And so they are people who are entering into a clear vision.
虽然每个人的清晰度不一样。
Perhaps everyone's understanding is different.
但是呢，你们已经开始走得更加清晰了。
But today you are walking in it towards a road of clarity.
我相信我们中间的人也有很多不同的人。
And today there are many who are different people who are on different walks of life.
有的人还在第一个阶段。
Some of us are still on that first step.
有的人已经走向第二个阶段。
And some of us have entered into the second.
从视线清晰变得更加清晰上路，而且心里常常被复活的主感动，来在行动中传扬这个平安的好消息。
So that when as the more we understand and the more we are challenged and encouraged by the resurrected Lord.
我相信耶稣在天上有一个祷告，就是让我们不要停在原来的阶段里。
That we know that God, even now, God, Jesus himself is praying that we do not stay still.
我们不要在幼儿的阶段停止，也不要在中年停止。 一直直到见他面。
That we do not stay infants or young children, but that we continue forward until the day we see his face.
好，我们来看这个面对复活的主这个视线模糊的状态，心里迟钝的状态。
So let us start with the first stage that we don't recognize him because of our dull hearts.
这两个门徒呢，一个叫哥巴流，哥流巴，另一个门徒名字都没有说，据说考证是他的妻子。
And so we have these two disciples. One is Cleopas, the other one we don't know who they are, but possibly it might be his wife.
他们在2033年的时候，不是那是耶稣刚复活，现在就是2000年前，应该说1900多，因为耶稣复活，耶稣还要长33岁哈。刚我们领一会是说的，把他这个升和降压缩太紧了哈，就是大概离我们现在不到2000年的时间的时候呢，第一个复活主日见到耶稣基督是视而不见。
And so about 2,000 years ago on that very first Easter Sunday, when they met the resurrected Lord, they did not recognize him.
当然主也刻意不让他看见，但是还有一个原因是他们当时的情形很有关系。
Of course, part of it was because Jesus was hiding himself from them.
人在太悲伤的时候会有一个问题。
Because when we're in a state of extreme sorrow.
你看这个。圣经这样说，到那一日，两个门徒中两个人往村里去，这村子叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷大概有25华里。他们彼此谈论所遇见的一切事。15节，正在谈论的相问的时候，耶稣就亲自就近他们，和他们同行，只是他们眼睛什么模糊了，不认识他。这16节。
And so, you know, again, on the same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem.They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along them, but they were kept from recognizing him.
所以我可以想象这小两口哈，在这个复活大日离开耶路撒冷回自己郊区的以马忤斯家去了，要知道他们的心情。
And so these two disciples were on their way back from all the things that had happened that Passover.
绝对不是到州外去度假村去。
So, and it wasn't anything like a pleasant vacation out of state for them.
他们在那个一个星期以前，随耶稣基督荣耀的在中里觉里头进入那个高峰，他们经历过。
They had experienced the climax of entering into the city on Palm Sunday.
其实到了受难日的时候，一下被这个主钉在十字架上受难给打懵了。
And then on Good Friday, they saw Jesus being crucified on the cross.And this was a great blow to them.
所以他们彼此就是怎么搞的？弥赛亚基督既然是做王的，怎么没有登基就牺牲了
？And so they were not able to understand how come this Messiah, the one who was to be king, how come he died before he could take the throne?
如果你曾经有过在巅峰的状态，突然让你跌进低谷、悬崖里面，你可以理解。
So if any of you have ever experienced the feeling of falling from the greatest height, then you know how that feels.
所以在这种情况，他们有三个情形不能够认识耶稣。第一个，没有察觉主跟他们同行。
So they did not see Jesus because they did not realize that God, Jesus Himself was walking with them.
这很有意思哈，这两口正在悲伤的谈耶稣死和他们的失望的时候，突然一个隐形人出现了，而且贴上去跟着他们走了，然后跟他们同行。
And so as they were busy feeling sorry for themselves.A third person came up and walked with them.
其实我自己包括上帝与人同行，本来也就没有什么认识。刚信主的时候，老练的基督徒经常会说：“主与你同在。”
So even I myself had difficulty experiencing what it meant, but when other Christians said, "God is with you."
然后他每次这样祝福我们、安慰我们的时候呢，我就觉得这是一个基督徒术语，很好听。
And so every time we went through these difficult times and we heard the encouragement, we thought, okay, well, this is just, you know, words. It was just, and it's just something that they tell us to make us feel better.
基督徒实践久了，他慢慢发现基督徒人生一个重要的层面就是与主同行，主与我们同在。
And so, but as I grew in my walk, I realized what it really meant to walk with God and for God to be with us.
他跟我们走过人生的每一个小站。每一个角落。
Because he is with us in every stage of our lives.
后来发现在我们人生最低谷的时候原来是什么耶稣基督亲自背我们走过。
And even in our darkest and most saddest times in our lives, that it is Jesus himself carrying us.
中间很多人都喜欢沙滩上的两个脚印变成一个脚印的故事。
And so, you know, we are all of us perhaps are familiar with the story of the footprints on the sand.
就是一种在讲在最难的时候是基督背我们走过。
And it is that in those most difficult times in our lives that it is Jesus himself carrying us.
不过下面的这个明眼人或者我把它称为隐形人跟两个盲人对话我觉得非常精彩。
And so here this hidden person comes before and talks to these two blind people.
反映出他们的盲点和不解。And
it shows that they're blind spots.
17、18节说 你们走路谈什么呢?他们就站住面带愁容。18节说,这个哥玛利就说了,你在耶路撒冷做客,还不知道这几天出了大事吗?
And so, he asked them, what are you discussing together as you walked along? They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them asked him, are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened here in these days?
有点像哥巴流这个人，一听这人回答就知道这不关心国家大事，是的过客。日本海啸发生了，你知道吗？ 耶稣说不知道。And
so, you know, it's the equivalent of somebody today not knowing about the tsunami that had just happened in.
死了很多人，而且污染已经到佛罗里达海岸了，你们知道吗？
And so, not only did a lot of people in Japan die, but the pollution has reached the United States coastline.
像这种消息，耶稣就是我是用这种形容，当时复活节的事，耶稣是主角，他听完了以后应该偷乐，对不对？
So you know, if we were in Jesus' place, we would probably be snickering to ourselves because they're talking about Jesus himself.
但是耶稣太沉得住气了。But
he was able to keep a straight face.
明知故问。
And so even though he knew the answer, he asked.
就像一个做老师、做父母的，怎么引导他的儿女、引导他的学生一样。
And so he asked this rhetorical question and enabled so that we would be able to learn.
什么事发生了呢？他们就说，拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是个先知，在众人面前他们回答了，说话行事大有能力。And
so they answered, it is about Jesus of Nazareth. He was a prophet, and he spoke with great authority and power before the people.
我相信这里头路加可能省掉了很多，可能说耶稣停止风浪，让瞎眼的看见，让瘸子行走。 然后有的时候，耶稣把人心中的事情说出来了。And
so, you know, of course, here from the rest, from the remainder of the Gospel of Luke and the other Gospels, we know what kind of things they were. That Jesus was able to command the storms themselves to stop, and he was able to heal all sorts of diseases. He was even able to speak the hidden thoughts in a man's heart.
但是这两位就说，我们绝对没有想到，你看这个祭司长和官府竟然把他接去定了死罪，钉在十字架上。
That even though Jesus did such amazing things, that the government and the leaders and the priests, they took him away. They condemned him to death and they nailed him on a cross.
换句话说，这两个门徒非常清楚，虽然是比拉多最后下令的，但是起因确实是犹太的宗教领袖和政治领袖对耶稣基督的仇视。So
they were very clear in understanding that even though it was Pilate who had given the order, that the ultimate source of this hatred came from the religious leaders themselves.
最后说出一个悲哀的话，他说：“但是我们素来盼望的，要拯救以色列，就是他。不但如此，这事已经三天了，没救了。”So
we had hoped that he would be the one to save our people, and yet he's been dead for 3 days. It's hopeless.
你看，除了第一个这个看不清楚之外，现在呢，第二件事情我们可以看到，门徒的失望在于一个错误的盼望。And
so we see the
素来的盼望。
We see that the disciples' sadness came from a wrong hope.
这两个人像我们中间很多人一样，跟耶稣有一段时间了，很有可能是耶稣复活之后向那五十人显现中的其中两个。And
so, you know, that these are people who had followed Jesus for a while, and you know, they might have been among people who had been first called by Jesus as disciples.
所以他们对耶稣受难之前的前因后果很了解，不但如此，他们还对这个隐形人讲出他们心中的愿望。And
so, you know, not only were they very familiar with the things that had happened during the final week, but they also told the man walking with them their hopes and dreams.
所以我押宝全押在他身上，就是说我确实像耶稣要救以色列人从罗马人中间得自由。
And we had gambled all of our everything on him, and we hoped that he would be the one to save the people of Israel from the Romans.
但是三天过后了，我们民族振兴的希望完全破灭。
And so it's our, but it's he's been dead for 3 days, and all of our hopes are gone.
注意到吗？他们是不是按照他们的期待，这两个他们的计划，把耶稣放进他们的投射里头？
And so they were disappointed with Jesus because Jesus did not meet up with the expectations they had for him.
他们祷告很真诚。
They were very earnest in their prayers.
不是按照圣经的真知识。
But they were not praying according to the true knowledge of the Bible.
因此他们看不见到旧约中那位受苦的基督，连耶稣后来不断地提醒他们，我必要受害，然后复活。他们压根听不进去，包括彼得大祭司。
And so not only were they not able to see that the Messiah of the Old Testament is the suffering servant, but even when Jesus himself said, I am to be killed, that they completely missed all of that.
他们不光是视而不见，而是听而不闻。
And so they did not see with their eyes nor hear with their ears.
我们其中也有很多有这样心态的门徒。
And so those among us, there are many who have that kind of attitude.
会对耶稣有一个错误的期盼。
That we have a wrong expectation toward Jesus.
我们带着我们各种各样的 agenda 来到这个弥赛亚面前。
We come before the Messiah with our own agenda.
要把它变成我们心中的弥赛亚，而不是他原本的弥赛亚。
That we project our own idea of what a Messiah should be onto him.
我们可能祷告，主啊，你救我脱离我们儿女的缠累。
That you know, you say, Lord, you save us from our children.
因为很多人见我说，牧师你真好，你孩子都大了，我就知道他现在不珍惜孩子跟他一起的时候。
Because a lot of people come to me and they say, oh, it's such a wonderful thing that your children are all grown. That I know that they do not treasure the time they have with their children.
主啊，拯救我们脱离我工作的压力。
Lord, save me from the pressures of work.
你们觉得工作只是糊口挣钱而已。
Because many of us work just to put food on the table.
我没有看过来工作是本来是上帝给我们的约中的应许，让我们来服侍他，荣耀他。
We don't see work as a vessel that God has given us so that we can serve Him and glorify Him.
我们说主啊，拯救我的学业，让我考试考之前这个临时抱佛脚都考 A。
And so you know, or we say, God, watch over my grades so that I can pass this test.
如果是这样，你的弥赛亚太小了。
If that's your expectations, then your Messiah is too small.
不是耶稣不管这个事情。
It's not that Jesus doesn't care about these things.
耶稣让你换一个角度爱你的儿女，换一个角度爱你的工作，换一个角度看待你的学业。
But God wants to change the way you look at your children, the way you see your job, and the way you treat your studies.
在这个错误里头有第三个错误，他就没有把那个空的坟墓像我们今天所唱的是一个盼望的记号。
And then third, they don't see that the empty tomb is a symbol of hope.
这点是很有意思，他们已经开始变得有一点点不sure了。
And so here they show
22到24节
they see that they show their ignorance and their uncertainty.
22节到24节他们说，你看我们中间有几个妇女是我惊奇，她使我们惊奇，他们早上到坟墓那里没有见她身体，就回来告诉我们看见天使说她活了，又有我们几个人往坟墓那里去，遇见了正如妇女所说的，只是没有看见她。
In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus.
这两个门徒很有意思，他说，哦，是的，这女人的话不可靠，不可信。他们还说看见天使了，另说耶稣活了，这怎么可能呢？我是在老远星期五看他死了，定死了，然后埋在我们的中间的一个富豪的家里，就是他的那个地。那个不是家里，是他的那个洞穴里，他的坟墓里。
And so, you know, they said, well, these women, their testimony isn't something that we can believe in because we saw for ourselves from very far away.
但是让我挣扎的呢，是几个大男人也说这好像也是空的坟墓，然后呢，就是没见到他，这事儿搞不清楚。
And so, even some of the other disciples. They said that they did, that the tomb is empty. How could this be possible?
对，空坟对他们来说是绝对奇怪的事情。
The empty tomb for them is something.
不在他的雷达中间。
It was something that they could not comprehend.
英文就是 off the chart. Sorry. 然后他们有很多的解释，可能心里想，哎呀，弄错坟墓了吧？肯定是几个人搞错地方。
So maybe they were thinking themselves, did they get the wrong tomb?
尸体是被盗走了。
Did somebody steal the body?
也许耶稣假死又活过来呢。
Maybe Jesus didn't really die and he's okay.
反正不管怎么想，所有的就是耶稣绝对不可能复活，我看他死了。
Because they saw with their own eyes Jesus dying, so Jesus coming back to life was incomprehensible to them.
我想还有一个就是说，毕竟盼望越大，失望越深。他们已经失望一回了，从中秋节到星期五，已经掉入低谷了，再搞一次，受不了。
And they had already experienced the dreadful disappointment once. They saw how Jesus from Palm Sunday fell to the very bottom. And they did not dare to hope.
你没有发现我们基督徒很多是甘愿活在这种异活中，好像主今天还没有复活一样，对待我们其他的任何的困难。
And so, you know, and we see many even Christians live a life as if Jesus has not resurrected.
因为门徒的这三种不清晰的视线，这种毛病，这种迟钝，我们都有。
Because we have the same kind of dullness in our lives.
我们都活在这个时代太忙碌，经常有无力感。
Because we live in such a busy era, and we often feel very helpless.
这只是一个方面的事实。
And that is one the truth that we face.
我们有没有看到我们属灵的盲点呢？
Do we see our spiritual blind spots?
小涛执事上昨天寄给我一个我们夏令会报名的情况令我担忧。也许今天会改变哈，也许我没有信心。
And so, I was recently updated about the situation of the summer retreat, and it made me very worried.
我们很多人我知道有外出的计划。
I know that many of you have plans to go.
我们有牧师没有注册的，有执事没有注册的 ，staff 没有注册的。
But we still have people who have not yet registered.
教会离这个营地近本来是好事，所以别人都很方便可以去。
That it's a good thing that we are very close to the campsite, so that it's very easy for us to go there.
我们就开始有一个决定了，花多少钱多少舒服。我们就觉得既省钱又能回家，最好的办法是应该用这样做。
And so maybe we think, well, I want to save money and I want to sleep in my own bed.
然后我们还想体验基督复活的能力。
And so we want to experience
the fullness of resurrection. And so we
want to experience And so a lot of times we live as if Jesus had not yet resurrected.
那我给你点建议，比如说你如果咬咬牙，星期五住一夜，星期六待一天，晚上再回家，吃完饭以后听完道再回家。
And so, I encourage you that you stay for Friday night, and that you spend the whole day at the campsite, and then you get home, you come home after the last sermon.
不然你真是像上班一样。整个退休的结果是说，我们从忙碌的世界要下来，重新整一下自己的生活。结果呢，你不这样做，回来以后这退休会怎么去完越去越累啊
？Because the idea of the retreat is for you to be able to withdraw from all the worries of your life, or else if you try to run about, you'll end up being more tired.
今天赶巧了，这邱建牧师讲的题目呢，你他们知道吗？我知道没有多少人看，我就说一下。我们没有好好的 promotion 就是我们责任。他说属灵而平衡的生活，怎么样活在这个繁忙的世界
？And this year's topic is going to be the spiritual balanced life。
不光是对成人，还有英文的这个 youth 的这个牧师呢，叫 Charles Lee， 他的主题呢为大学生和青少年准备叫 Leaving the boat to walk on the water。
And our English service is going to be 离开船头，行走在水上。
当然还有这个孩子的这个 CEF 的同工来教导带领我们儿童敬拜。
And we also got the Child Evangelism Fellowship to teach our children.
从来没有那么好的度假，我告诉你，你出去的时候孩子都跟着你。
That this is the best vacation you can ever wish for.
我不会用这个例子来提醒大家，不要对我们的生命太吝啬。
So,
我讲是永恒的生命。
So don't treat your eternal life with such with
不要像这个门徒，这两个门徒一样，对复活的主视而不见。
That don't just let the resurrected Lord pass us.
等到我们的新生命都枯萎了，枯木逢春。要付更多的代价。
Because if we wait until our lives are withered, then it takes a greater cost for us to be revived.
我告诉一个关于耶稣基督复活的名言，有人这么说。
That there was a famous somebody who said something about the empty tomb.
用英文说，因为是英文的，我不知道中文。
Because of the empty tomb, it fulfills and changes everything in our lives.
就因为坟墓是空的。他在整个充满了我们的人生，他在改变我们整个的人生。阿们。Because the empty tomb is fulfill everything in our life. So how the Christianity start as how we're going to end with that resurrection life. Oh, sorry. 翻中文。我们的确是因为这个盼望我们开始，也是这个因为这个盼望我们做终结。好了，我们都看到这个视而不见的模糊，心里迟钝，表现在三个方面。
And so we saw that how their vision and their hearts were dulled in these three aspects.
他们跟主同行不知道。
That they did not know that the Lord was walking among them.
他们对耶稣基督有一个错误的期待。
They had a wrong expectation for Jesus.
但是接到最后的疑惑之处，这最有可能最疑惑的地方，也是最可能变成盼望的地方。
And they did not realize that the place of their ultimate despair could spring their ultimate hope.
这个时候，隐身人该出手了。
And so this Jesus knew that it was time for him to act.
是时候改变他们模糊的视线，让他们心里火热的时候。
It was time to clear their visions and warm their hearts.
耶稣这是像一个绝对高明的这个旧约教师，直接点出他们的问题。你看二十五节到二十七节。
And so Jesus being taught was the ultimate Old Testament teacher. He explained it all to them.
他说：“无知的人呐、啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信的太迟钝了。耶稣这样受害也进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡旧约圣经上所指向自己的话。”都给他们讲解明白了。
He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe that all the prophets are spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself."
首先，这里在讲什么？明眼人告诉他们，旧约的每一个先知，每一段圣经，都会或多或少来指向将来的基督，就是他自己，一定要。中心点就是一定要受害，要进入荣耀。
And so the message of the Old Testament, whatever prophet, whatever book of the Old Testament, it all talks about the Messiah, and especially how the Messiah is to suffer and then enter into his glory.
如果你星期五注意听到的时候，就听到吴英强带领我们讲到的以赛亚书，然后在 Craig 牧师讲到的时候，引用了诗篇的十六篇、二十二篇、四十，还有很多很多的旧约经文。
As we experienced on Friday, the readings from the books of Isaiah and the Psalms, and so on and so forth.
对，如果你要说荣耀的，那就更多了。那犹太人都盼望那个荣耀大日。
And of course, concerning the future glory, there are also many, many verses, and all Jews are still looking towards that glory.
他们最大的错误就是要避免受苦，直接到荣耀。
And so their greatest mistake was that they thought they could skip the suffering and enter straight into the glory.
今天所有的基督徒都有这个毛病，都想要逃避神透过苦难要我们成全的，然后直接到荣耀里去。
And today, even as Christians, we all want to avoid the suffering and enter straight into the glory.
因为这个不光在这节经文里，接下来当耶稣基督向他十个门徒显现的时候，第四十节。 也是这样说到，他说我对他们说，就是我从前与你们同在之时告诉你们的话，摩西的律法、先知书、诗篇记，就是整本的旧约圣经，凡指向我的话都应验。于是有一件重要的事，耶稣开他们的心窍，让他们明白圣经。
And so in Jesus' appearance to the disciples, he also again explained all of the scriptures concerning himself, and more importantly, he opened their hearts so that they could understand.
感谢主，今年我们比去年情况好一点，但是今天的基督徒最大的悲哀不光是不读圣经。
And so, you know,
这是可最惨了，当然。
So the greatest tragedy of Christians today is that they're not willing to read the Bible.
更重要的是看不出这一个门道。
And they don't understand the scriptures.
不知道耶稣是开这本圣经旧约和新约的钥匙。
They don't realize that Jesus is the key to understanding the Old and New Testament.
我相信我们在座的人，巴不得每个人都想听两三个小时，像这个伊马忤斯的这两个门徒，把耶稣请到他们家里听。我们但是很 sorry， 我们没有这个机会，也没录音的时候。
And so, you know, maybe all of us have a hope that we could invite Jesus to our house and talk 2 or 3 hours on the Old Testament, but we don't have, but we're not born in the right time.
然后，但是呢，有一件事情我们确定，透过新约我们可以解释的。
But we can understand. God has given us a key in the New Testament.
而且耶稣说，最可靠的释经学就是从耶稣的死和他的复活来看待所有的事情。
That we are to look at all of the scriptures through the lens of the death and resurrection of Jesus.
从他复活、受死、复活、升天，他的国度。
We see his kingdom being built through this.
耶稣基督复活给了我们一个希望的一块基石。
Because the resurrection of Jesus gave us a foundation of hope.
他给我们这个基石，让我们知道未来一切都会改变。
And that it is a hope that everything will change in the future.
是毫无疑问的确定。
And it is an absolute hope.
他给你有勇气面对未来的事情，什么意思呢？
He gave you the courage to face the future. Why?
如果他只是说，哎呀，我成就了预言。
If he only just said, well, I accomplished all of the things in the past.
你可能会说，是的，没错，旧约中关于很多救主的预言，当然没错。
Yeah, yeah, sure. You know, Jesus did fulfill all of those prophecies.
但不会所有的圣经都讲你吧？
But it can't be that all of the Bible talks about you.
但耶稣说 ，No. 圣经中一切都跟他有关的。
But Jesus says, no, everything in the Bible points to me.
不是每一本书、每个事件都在直接、间接讲我。
Everything in the Bible is talking about me, directly or indirectly.
什么意思呢
？What's that mean?
耶稣实际在说，当摩西给出律法的时候，主旨指向我，我是成就律法的这位主。
Because when Moses brought the law from Mount Sinai,
我遵守了所有的十诫。
I am the one who has fulfilled the law.
你可以进来。
Now you can come in.
大卫建立了圣殿。
David built the holy temple.
指向我耶稣的。
And that is pointing to me.
以至于当你们进来的时候，我就是那圣殿。
Because I am the temple.
所以根本上，耶稣的释经学在说什么
？And so what's?
你有两种读圣经的方法。
There's two ways to read the Bible.
一种是你自我为中心的读。你把你自己认为是他直接写给你的故事、指南、命令，以你为中心的，通过你自己的努力来读圣经。
Then you think the Bible is a book written for you. It's showing how you can become a believer. You can try to fulfill the demands of the Bible and how to save yourself.
这里讲，好像你要自己，因为你就当跟你有关，基本上是在教你什么呢？你怎么救自己？你怎么来做到这些来救自己
？And so
这是一种自我中心的读法。
So you can read it from the point of view of well, how do I do these things to save myself？
我经常提醒大家，你不要越过耶稣基督来这样读。真的读法，耶稣这讲，他说你读的时候要以我耶稣基督为中心，基本在讲我为你做成了什么。你如果透过信心支取这个救恩
，And then but the true meaning of the Bible is。What Jesus has accomplished for you, and in accepting Him by faith, how you can take on that righteousness.
他不光是我们的榜样，他更是我们的救主。
He is not just our example, but He is our Savior.
当你读的时候，如果你以为自己为中心，也就是说，你制划出一个清单，如果你做成这些事情，你就好了，你永远不会有希望。
If you try to read the Bible from the point of view, well, what do I need to do to be saved? Then you will never be done. You'll never have any hope.
因为你一定会失败。
because you always fail.
你不会按照你的计划做。
You will never be able to live according to your desires.
你只会在那个阶段永远停着。
You will always be stuck at that stage, and you cannot move forward.
你不知道你跟上帝是什么样的关系。
You do not understand your relationship with God.
但是如果你明白律法，一切的一切，还有这个圣殿，都是来预表耶稣基督，而是在耶稣基督里成就的。
But if you understand that all of the everything in the law and the temple of God is pointing to Jesus,
完全不一样。
Everything's different.
因为他做成了，他不会跌倒，他已经复活了。
Because he has accomplished it,
他永远不会失败。
He will never ever.
他救了我们，正在救我们，还将来一定要救我们。
He has saved us. He is saving us right now, and he will save us in the future.
他做了必要的事情。
And because he did the most important thing.
是为你我而做的。
And he did it for you and me.
当我们凭着信心领受的时候，站在这个恩典中呢，我们就能够在上帝面前站立。
When we stand among in this grace, then we can stand before God.
那个时候你就开始有这种绝对的把握，因为他复活，给你这样的一个凭据。
Because he gave you this resurrection.
你那时候靠着复活的能力，可以尽心尽意爱主，顺服律法所有的要求，虽然不完美。
And so you are able to love God and serve Him with all your heart.
你会像诗篇的110篇，我喜欢上帝的律法。
And so you will love the law just as it is said in the scriptures.
你想想。如果我们不喜欢这个造物主的规律，我们今天就可能出很多的事情。
Because if we do not love the natural order that God has set down for us, then we'll run into a lot of problems.
我们没有信主的时候是不得已。
And because before when we were not believers, we had no choice.
信主以后呢，你们是愿意而且有能力。
And but after you became believers, you are not only willing, but you have the power.
难怪第二点，这两个强留耶稣基督，他不知道耶稣基督，强留这个陌生人，这人怎么搞的？跟他越听越过瘾，好像这个人说就好像这本书他写的一样。
And so as they were talking with this quote unquote stranger, they felt their hearts stirred. Like, how could this man explain the Bible in such an exciting manner? It's as if he wrote it himself. So they pulled him.They asked him to stay with them.
结果真奇迹发生了。
And the real miracle appeared.
他们视线清晰，心里开始火热了。
Their hearts burned with joy.
你看二十八节到这一段，他们耶稣好要往前走，他们就把他留下了。时间晚了，日头已经平息了，跟我们住下吧。耶稣进去跟他们住下了。到坐席的时候，耶稣拿出饼来，祝谢了，拨开递给他们。三十一节怎么说？他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。
And so, you know, when they were.When they got into their village, Jesus made as if he was going to keep going, but they said, "No, it's very late. Stay with us." And so he did. And when he sat down for dinner with them, he broke the bread and he took the bread and he gave thanks and he broke it and he gave them. And suddenly their eyes were opened and they realized it was Jesus and Jesus disappeared before them.
有意思的是，他们刚看出来耶稣就消失了。
And so as soon as they realized it was Jesus, he disappeared.
但是有一件事情没有消失，这是你要注意的。
But there was something that didn't disappear.
我们不是凭眼见，凭信心。
Because we do not see with our eyes, but with our hearts.
他们的心改变了。你注意三十二节，请你们一块来念，免得你们睡着了。
Let us read verse 32 together.
请他们彼此说，在路上，他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们心岂不是火热吗？
They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?
究竟前面他们肉眼看不见，现在肉眼看见是怎么样做的，我不知道。
So we don't know how it was that they recognized the risen Lord.
也许他们现在是看见了耶稣钉痕的手。
Maybe they saw the marks of the nails in his hands.
熟悉他喂饱五千人的时候拨开那饼和祷告的方式。
They recognize the way he blessed the bread.
也许是耶稣基督反客为主，自己开始拨饼了。本来是到人家家吃饭，今天说我请你们，你看到没有
？So you know it was Jesus.
我是生命的粮给你们。
Because Jesus had got into their house as a guest, and yet he's the one who broke the bread and gave it to them because he is the bread of life.
他们心灵的眼睛从此再没有被灭过。
And so then their eyes were opened.
在路上说的话，讲解圣经的火热，一旦人的心灵被释放
，And so as soon as their hearts were freed，
耶稣基督复活的生命在他里面发动
，The life of Jesus, the resurrected Lord, touched their lives。
你想叫他停下来都停不下来。
You cannot stop him, even if you try.
下面的行动我们将念就行了。
So let's just read what they did next.
最自然不过的事情，他一定要立刻传报这个平安的消息。
Their reaction was immediate. That they had to get up and tell.
33节怎么说？他们立刻起身，黑了，回了耶路撒冷，遇见了十一个使徒和他们聚在一起。然后的使徒们就说：“耶稣主果然复活了，已经写给西门彼得看了。”然后他们两个人35节就把他们的刚刚那段经历拨饼的时候认出来也都说了一遍，正在说的时候，耶稣亲自的站在他们中间说：“愿你们平安。”
They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you."
立刻动身，连夜返回耶路撒冷，想告诉其他失望和痛苦中的人，他们遇见了十一个门徒，然后也听到他们讲耶稣复活，彼得看见了，他们说不光如此，其实我比你们还高呢。耶稣到我们家做客了，还拨饼了，给我讲了一段释经学，我真明白了。正说的起劲的时候，那些人还有些人可能没相信，因为耶稣只授给了这几个人彼得看。那些人还在犹豫，当然多马也不在。就在这正起劲的时候
，And so they got up at once, and you know that very night they ran all the way back to Jerusalem, and they wanted to tell their companions who were still in that pain and disappointment. And when they got there, the other disciples they said, "Yeah, the Lord is alive. He showed himself to Simon." And they said, "Yeah." And not only did he show himself to Simon, but he came to our house and we ate dinner with him. And just in the middle of they were just talking about all of this, that Jesus himself appeared among them.
我们中间有很多人刚刚信主都有这样的喜悦。
And
告诉我们的亲人，告诉我们的同事。
We all experienced that joy when we first became believers. We wanted to tell our story to everybody who would listen.
愿这个复活节重新点亮我们心中的火。
Let this Easter relight that fire of passion in our hearts.
继续来传扬这个平安的福音。
To preach the gospel of peace.
我们今天复活事件已经1900多年了。
So it's been almost 2,000 years since the very first Easter.
我们是这个事件的受益者。
And we are the beneficiaries of that peace.
虽然我们的眼睛还没有看到复活的主。
So even though our eyes have not yet seen the risen Lord,
主耶稣基督说你们比他们更有福。
But Jesus says that blessed are those who have not seen.
我们今天的人都在这个三个阶段里走。
Because、
我不知道你在哪个阶段。
We are all walking in those three stages today. I don't know which stage you're in right now.
但是以马忤斯路上这两个门徒的经历，也是我每一个跟随耶稣基督的门徒的经历。
But the experience of those two disciples on the road up to Emmaus is the experience we all have as believers today.
我们视线模糊，心里迟钝，慢慢的被主开了心窍以后，视线变得清晰，心里开始火热。
That we had began with a weak vision and dull heart, but God opened our hearts and opened our eyes so that we burn with passion.
我们一举动开始有新生的样子，虽然不完美。
And so now, even though we're not perfect, we are living out that life, new life in our hearts.
So you do know you are from the first stage, go to second stage, right? From the not clear, getting clear, right? Knocking your head. Okay. All right. 我就想起我们非常喜欢那首诗歌，我来念一下做结束。
So let me read the verses of an old hymn that we like to sing.
他说我复活，我侍奉已复活的主，他今是活着，我相信他确实活着，不管人怎么说。
I serve a living Savior. He lives in this world today. I know that he indeed lives, no matter what others say.
我见他手施怜悯，听闻他安慰神，每次我求他的时候，他必答应。
I see his hand of mercy. I hear his comforting voice. Every time that I seek him,He will answer.
在我所处的环境中，主爱常在我身旁。虽然有时烦恼，但我绝不会失望。
That even though I have my circumstances are bleak, the Lord is with me. Even though I have worries, but I am never disappointed.
我知救主带领我冲破狂风巨浪，不日主必再来，大显荣耀。
that the Lord leads me through the waves, that and someday He will come and show His glory.
耶稣基督, 今天人活着, 祂与我谈, 祂伴我走, 生命窄路同过。
He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way.
注意这个ending。 我要传扬救恩临到万邦，你问我怎知他活着？他活在我的心里。
He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
Amen. 我们来祷告。 Father, we thank you. Thank you for this resurrection the morning. Although we are not original witness, but by faith we see your glory already in the right hand of Father. You're pleading for us. Help us to see more clearly, love you more dearly, walk you more dearly. Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of Christ we pray.
Amen.